Okay, so big picture, you know, the way we're coming to the sugya is discussing, right, the possibility of being machalik between different dinei hazama, right? Generally, when you think about the case of hazama, there are three general consequences of hazama, right? What are the, Yoshua, what are the three general consequences when Edom, when the first cop become Edom Zomim? So what results from there?
Onish.
All right, so onish to the Edom Zomim. So Eid is for the Edom Zomim.
The Nidom being
Kasher. Being Pater, exactly. Then the Nidom becoming exempt from the Onish, right? The Onish, which is intended for the Nidom, then goes to the Edom Zomim. So yesterday we discussed the possibility within different Mefarshim of being Mechalek within Edom Zomim between the Onish and the Psol. We had in different directions, right? We had the Havamin and Tosos to say that maybe there is an Onish without a Psol. Then you had the Deya in the Meiri, in the case, what was the case that the Meiri was discussing? In the case of Kasher Asa. And maybe in that case, even though there's no Onish, maybe there still is a Psul. And then the last thing we had was the Rivash, who discusses many Pture, you know, Onish, and in many cases, whether it be, you know, Hazama Shalom Befanov, Achi Zimukulan, and all these different cases where there's not going to be an Onish of Hazama, you know, the Rivash claims it's still going to be a Psul. So that was, you know, the breakdown within the Edom Zomim between Psul and Onish. Today, actually worked out for next Gemara, what we're going to be discussing is a potential chiluk, not within the Edom Zomim between Psul and Onish, really between the, right, both within the realm of Onish, but the Onish for who and who? The Onish of the Nidon and the Edom Zomim. Because generally, it works that if the Edom Zomim are getting punished, then the Nidon is exempt as Pater. And the opposite, if the Nidon is Chayiv, then the Edom Zomim are not getting an Onish. That's generally, right, if one is Chayiv, the other one's Pater. But we're going to see in the next Shach of Atarya in the Gemara, a possibility, according to some Mefarshim at different stages of the Gemara, a possibility of saying, of breaking down, having that breakdown, and maybe both being Chayiv, or both being, or really, both being Pater. Okay, so let's get at it. Right, so this all comes in the Gemara on Hey Amin Aleph, Amar Rava. So this is three lines down in the Gemara itself. Right, there are two memros of Rava that we're going to have to really analyze. Mayor, would you mind taking it away?
Yeah, sure. The Gemara Makos.
Okay, Gemara Makos, Hey Amin Aleph. Again, three lines down in the Gemara. Fourth word is Amar Rava.
Amar Rava, Boshnaim, the Amar Mizav, Bira, Harai, Ponyat, and Nav. I should tweet and come and say that in the east of this building.
Or the city.
East of the city, appropriating.
Exactly, right. The Ratzicha took place in the east.
Right. Voshnayim, Yomim, Halub, and Mayav, Bira, Yomim, and Samar, you in the west.
Right, we were with you, right, in the west of that Bira.
Zina, and Iki, the Kaime, and Mayav, Bira, Yitzhak, Chaznu, the Mizrach, Bira. So if you can see that, you can see both sides.
Right, in this palace, right?
Right.
And if there was an angle that you could see, if you were, right, your view was not obstructed, and you could see, so then in Elazomim, yeah, then it was a good Edus, because just because you saw them in the west, their Edus about a Ritzikah that took place in the east could still be valid. But if they couldn't see, then it's a valid Imanu Ayisem, and they become Elazomim. Right, and it sounds like Gemara's going to say, it sounds like a Zavar Pashit. That Imanu Ayisem, it's not about, oh, exact makom of place. It's all about dictating that the Zomim could not have given the Edus. So as long as, right, even if you weren't with them, right, so even if the Imanu Ayisem wasn't on the exact, you know, makom and zman, right, of the original Edus, right, if you're able to, you know, pin them elsewhere, as long as if they could see, then it's a good Edus and they're not Zomim. But if they can't see, then they are going to be Zomim. So the Gemara is going to ask the big question.
So Pshita, not the name.
Yeah, Pshita, what's Pshita?
Yeah, it's Pasha that if you can see them, it's not Zomim.
That if they, I think it's on the other, the Vim
Lav. That if they can't.
Right, if they can't see, right, if you pin them, right, that you were with them in another part, and that from that place, right, they couldn't see, then of course they should be Zomim. Right?
Right.
So that's the Gemara's Kasha.
Says, then
this is the key, Havamina.
Oh,
so what's the Havamina?
Rav Amina was that you could assume they have very good eyesight.
Exactly. Maybe they have very good eyesight. See, even though you seemingly have an imanu ayisem in a place which most people couldn't have seen the maisa, in this case, maybe have a havamina that we're choshesh that, maybe there's a chashash, maybe they really could have seen it. Kamashulan, not. Okay, we're going to have to analyze this havamina and the maskan. Right, the havamina, for sure, right, seems to be saying that, right, don't consider them edim zomim, because they could have seen it, right? But the big question is, okay, so even if you want to be malamid tzchus on the edim zomim, but what is the basic repercussion of that? If you make a malamid tzchus on the edim zomim, the problem is that, what's going to happen? Then the needle is going to get punished. It's very nice to be machmir, It's nice to be malamid tzchus for the edim zomim, but that limud tzchus of the zomim is going to end up getting the needle killed, so is that really part of the havamina? We'll see. Then kamashulan, we're not malamid tzchus in that way. We'll get back to those. Next member.
Yomer, Abba'u Shnayim, Yomeru, Basura, B'tzafu, B'chadish, B'shabsa, Aru, Plony, Tenefesh, the 2 years of Ramadan in Surah on the morning of Sunday, since this person killed someone. Abba'u Shnayim, Yomer, B'fani, B'chadish, B'shabsa, Yomeru, Yitzim, and Ardachazim.
Sorry, we weren't with you the morning in the exact Zman of the Idus, but we were with you that night elsewhere. So the question is,
right,
so if you could,
if you could take that trip in that amount of time in the room,
but if normal people at this stage, right, if normal people can't make that trip from Sura to Narada in that time frame between the morning and the night, then they are going to be zomim. Of course, if they can't make the trip, then that's manu ayisem.
So maybe you could assume that they had a
gamparva, right? That they had a super fast mode of mode of transportation. And so most people couldn't have gotten from Surah to Narada, but maybe they could have. They had this super fast mode of transportation. So again, the havamina is being malamid tzchus on the edim zomim. Kamashmalan that were not. Right. So again, you have these two members of rubber which really go hand in hand. Where you have this, where the imanu ayisem is not an exact time and place of the original edus, it's slightly different. And then we say, the Gemara says, it doesn't have to be exact makom and zman, as long as, with considering other factors, right, you establish that they couldn't have been there. So then that's hazama. But according to the basic laws of nature, they couldn't have been there. So then we're going to say hazama. Then there's a havamina that maybe let's be choshesh for some outlandish possibility to be malamid tzchus on the edim zomim k'mashulan that we are not malamid tzchus in that way. But what we really need to zero in on is both the havamina and the maskana. Right, when the havamina to be malamid tzchus for the edim zomim, right? What exactly is the Gemara saying? And what are the two options? Is the malamid tzchus only on the Edim Zomim, but that's not going to affect the Nidon? Or no, is the Limud Tzchus on the Edim Zomim therefore going to have the natural consequence of therefore also affecting the Nidon? So let's.
It could be 50-50, meaning the Hav Mina could be on both of them, like Mashmalan could.
So start on the Hav Mina, right? So the Rishon who explicitly talks about the Hav Mina is the Ritva, exactly. So that's everyone, whoever has a Ritva. Right, so the Ritva is going to say something which seems very mistaber, right, misvara. They're going to have some repercussions in terms of Azama. Right, so what the Ritva is going to say that, wait a second, it only makes sense to understand the Havamina as affecting the Edim Zomim. Right, the Limud Tzchus on the Edim Zomim could only have an effect on the Edim Zomim. It does not make sense to carry this over to the Nidon. You have it?
Okay,
go for it.
Right. Well, do you want to ask about the table?
Yeah.
Right. So, Perish, the Lava Mimur, the Misham, Mahu Tema, the Lo Have Ella Yuta, Moto, Eskimizam, Ella Lomar, the Mahu Tema, Nazio, the Atas Aiden, the Aitama, the Who became true.
Oh, so does he say. Right. This outlandish Chashash, which he says is a Muta, and that's even generous, right? It's probably even a muta de muta, right? Right. This havamina to be choshesh for this muta of gamla pircha or nara baryo, right? That is only to save who? Save the Edom Zomim. But even in the Havamina, right, we're still going to also keep the Nidon alive. Right, the Ritva says, this Havamina is limited to the Edom Zomim, to be Malamit Chus, to keep the Edom Zomim alive. But don't think for a second, claims the Ritva, that it would make sense to base on this Miuta to then kill the Nidon, even though that would be a natural consequence of believing the Edom Zomim, right? Once you believe the Edom Zomim, generally that results in, therefore, their Eidos is correct, and therefore the Nidon should be killed. Here we're going to break it up. We're going to save both, and therefore the Ritva says it only makes sense to limit the Havamina of this Chashash to saving the Edom Zomim. So while this makes sense, right, Misvara, to not kill the Nidon based on a Miut, but what strange phenomenon comes out of here? What ends up happening?
That they're both
alive, right? That we keep both alive, which is a breakup of the Dinei Hazama, right? This is why we're bringing it in this context, right? According to the Ritva, the Havamina of the Gemara is a breakdown of the classical Dinei Hazama, right? Because generally, classically, if you believe the Zomim, the Nidon will be killed, and if the Zomim are not believed, right, then the Nidon is alive. So here you have a breakdown of the classic Dinei Hazama, not between the Psul Edos and the Onish like we had yesterday, but rather between the Onish for the Nidon and the Onish for the Edom Zomim. And what's the Svara of saying that it makes sense to keep both alive?
Suffik,
and what, good, exactly, Tziloi Eda. Right, the basis of this Havamina, although the Ritva, I don't think, says it if they were sheer, but others say it in different contexts. I think he even says it later, right, in the Maskana. Right, the basis of this Havamina, of having this type of breakdown, is Betziloa Eda. It's basically saying, we have a suffix, we're not sure, and therefore, in the context of the Fashos, me suffix, you go, you say Betziloa Eda, you're going to lean on the side of keeping people alive. So Bepashas, the Svara of the Ritva and the Havamina, is that Betzilu Eida, this is a Chashash. Based on the Chashash, we're going to save both parties. Yeah.
Two questions.
Yeah.
So similar, but I mean, natural now, this only applies to case Ritziza then.
Ooh, right? Interesting.
And even further, I think the even more extreme than that.
You're saying, let's say a case of, well, Mamanos, we also have in terms of like Hamotzi Mechavera. So you have a similar notion.
Right. Yeah. And then they're all like relying on this like Zerik Kasim, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Then even further would be, what if the Rishonim testify as something that was going to be good for the Nidon? Like they were.
Well, if it's good for the Nidon, then there's always another Nidon. Meaning?
No, let's say they're making a coin.
To make him a
coin?
And there's a Hazama on that?
Yeah, but that could be bad for college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I've never actually seen that Gemara discuss that. Edus to make someone a Kohen?
He's saying, well, there's
Edus
to take
something. Yeah, the class, the Mishnah Daf is. Mischal, I'm not sure. I have to think about that. I've never seen that.
And that would be.
You're saying in that case, you're saying, would we.
We're saying we don't want to punish the Nidon here because of this.
Because we suffer,
shot,
yeah.
And now we're not punishing the Nidon.
Interesting. I have to think about that. It's the first thing to come up the case that, you know, for sure has a Zama, and then it's a thing that. Yeah.
Like, I mean, in general, if you find a reason not to kill someone, then the Mezdin won't. But
correct,
I guess,
yeah.
I mean, if you cure your suffix, but maybe they're right, so shouldn't either the Nidon or the Zomin be killed? I mean,
be suffix, we're going to say that Tzilo Ha'idon will keep both alive.
Yeah, but I mean, Bezin's lot just do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, suffix L'chomer, meaning.
How far do you extend this Hashash? Can you just use this on any case of Hazama? You're saying it's technically impossible that they would be there. They could come up with all those random
things. Well, again, I mean, the classic Hazama would be Imanu Ha'isem, the Osa Malkum Bok Sazman. So again, Rabbi Abad discusses that in the Ramban, meaning, according to this Havamina, you know, the only time of Hazama is when you say, I was with you at that exact time, you know, of the Edus, Malkum Acher. You're right. Any other case would be undermined. Yeah.
To Akiva's point, wouldn't it be like not be so great if like you turned a Chalal into a Kohen? Because then, meaning, like, now he could be eating truma, he's not allowed to eat truma, he could serve the bismikdash, now serve the bismikdash.
I guess you have to figure out, whatever the case is, you have to figure out what the klali hachra would fit in, if it's a suffix. You're saying it's a suffix, yes, sir.
Right.
Truma, chila is truma. whatever case you have to figure out, whatever case you come up with, you have to then plug in. Or the Rambam's going to come up right by Mamanos, the Safik Yisurim, the Tzilu Ha'Eda. It's like plug in all the Klal Yachra. Yeah.
Tzilu Ha'Eda sounds like a positive reason to go out of our way to save people.
Yeah.
Does that
like to consider this chashash?
Is that going beyond saying that if Beis Din doesn't know what to do, they shouldn't change the status quo and kill someone? Meaning, is it that when they have enough evidence to kill someone, they still won't kill someone?
It's just like that. I think just like the bar is raised, like the threshold is raised for nefashos to put someone to death over mamonos. Look at the Jewish chachamim. I mean, like there are other non-Jews. Perhaps we'll get to later. There's just a different dinim where the bar is going to be higher for nefashos. So we're going to say here, we're even going to take into account a far-fetched chashash to keep the Eden Zomim alive, even if we wouldn't consider that in another realm. That's the idea. Okay. So again, so the first interpretation of the Havmina, of the Ritzvah, is to limit the impact of the chashash to the Eden Zomim. All right, and therefore that would therefore result in both Eidim Zomim and the Nidon being alive, which is the breakdown of the classic Dinei Hazama. But again, as Mistamber, based on Betzilu Eida, we want to keep everyone alive, if at all possible. But there's an alternative, right? Who is the prominent Achron who argues in the Ritzvah's interpretation of the Havmina? Aruch Lener. So Aruch Lener, so from like a Hazama standpoint of like keeping it consistent, seems to make sense, but ends up being a very, very bechidish, which we're going to see is going to also affect our understanding of Hazama. So the Aruch Lener, again, has an alternative reading of this Havmina. Right? And again, he starts off with a diuk. What's the diuk that he has in the memra of Ravin? Yeah, there?
He says that in general, Ravin says it's killing the person.
You know, about the Eidim Zomim, right? Generally, the psak is, oh, Hari Eilu the Zomim, Naragim, or Mishalmim. Or Eilu Zomim, or Ein Eilu Zomim. Right. Sounds like the whole shebang. Whatever, all the Dinei Hazama should be applicable. So you're saying, in these memras, when it says Hari, you know, Ein Eilu Zomim, or Hari Eilu Zomim, there should be all the repercussions. If Ein Eilu Zomim, meaning the Zomim are not killed, that means that who then should be killed? The Nidah, right? So, but now the big question. Okay, so again, so the Aruch Lener is going to say that the Havmina will see this inside, but the Havmina of Choshesh Legama Pircha or Nara Buria is not only going to affect the Eidim Zomim, we're going to then carry it over to the Nidah. That once we say that the Eidim Zomim are not Zomim, that they're telling the truth, then we're going to say that therefore the Nidon has to be killed. So all that makes sense in terms of consistency, but what's the big kash that the Ritva asked? What? Not that it doesn't say it, but Misvara, what's the difficulty of being consistent to say that the chashash of Gamla Pircha will then end up killing the Nidon? What? Is that you end up, you're killing a Nidon based on a far-fetched chashash. That's for sure against Betzilu Eida, where we normally take a far-fetched chashash to save someone. Here we're taking a far-fetched chashash to kill someone. So the big kasha that Aruch Lener has to contend with, and he's going to, is how can he justify this Havmina, right? From a perspective of consistency, and a diuk in the Gemara, okay, fine. It's consistent. Ones, the first kat, are truthful. They're not Zomim. So Mimela, consistency dictates that the Nidon should be killed. But wait a second. Based on a chashash, we're going to kill the Nidon? So let's see how the Aruch Lener is going to deal with this issue, and hopefully, I think a big yesod is going to come out of this. So let's, you see, on the Marma Kama sheet, you see the three lines down. It says the last word of the line is Vihine. Avidam, do you see it? In the Aruch Lener? Yeah.
Yeah, my Ayin Shom, the Mimros Shom, if you go and you look carefully at what Rava says, there you'll see the Shinai Lashon Yishvi Brah. There's a different language in how he says it.
Right, in the different cases.
There's
our cases, right? The Mimros that we're dealing with.
Nakat Lashon Hare Ilizobin. This Lashon Hare Ilizobin. The Idach Lemros. And other things he says, Sham Lo Dakat HaKlish. He doesn't say that.
Right, it's just focused on the zone, on the Eidim Zomim, whether they're going to get their ownish. But our members says no. Hari Eilu Zomim sounds like, and therefore all the repercussions that come out of there. Oh, Mizeh.
Mizeh,
how you
nearly anisdaikigolar, and this appears to my anisdaikigolar. The Ash Shapasha before Rishonim, and it's
alias to all the Rishonim. Right, the Ritzvah, etc.
the Beis Maimaros Harishon, which are the two things, the first things that he says, Gam Kein L'Inyan Unish Ha'idim, is also regarding the punishment of the Edim, Am Ayer, the Israel. When the Tam, the Chot Harishon, the Makos, the Rizh, the Ritzva, Ruin, the Makos, Sham, there, Eid Kamar, he said, Ma'ad Kema, Yichosh, Mahonar, Mahor, Bari, Olgam, Lepir, you might have asked,
right, within this, right, and Ritz was explaining, within this, how many of Chisoka Daita? And Nidon, like, is it possible the Ritz was claiming that you would carry over the Chashash to kill the Nidon? No, says the Ritz.
Oh,
I'm
really Pacha. They're like a suffix, not a suffix. Except right. We're trying to figure out what an hour you're
exactly. According to the Ritz, the whole Shakratari is just the Edim Zomim. The Nidon, of course, is Pacha. But but again, this is according to the Ritz. The Aruch and Er now going to argue. He says, no. Mikol Mako.
Really,
Mikoach Shino Lashon Zeh. From this diuk,
I nearly furnish the Olam Rabbin and Kater Hanidon, John Rabba,
Daita. The opposite, right? The whole Shachratarya is about the Nidon. Meaning the Havamina, right? When we trust the Edim Zomim, based on the Chashash, we're then going to kill the Nidon, and then that's what the Maskana is going to go back on. We'll get back to later. So now, but now, this is the key line. Now the Aruch Lener has to contend with the Kasha of the Ritzvah. How in the world are you going to kill the Nidon in this Havamina based on this outlandish Chashash? Oh, so now this is the key. Saltadaita.
Saltadaita. When you really think of that Edom, the Edo, Edutan, the Hakshar, since the Edom gave a property,
the Havamina is that since the Edom, right, the first cup, or Suffolk Zomim, right? These first cut of Edom gave Edos, right, against the Nidon. Rock.
The rock and koach cover Acher on a blind Luther. Rather, from a different thing, we're coming to make.
It's very important, right? And we're just right. So again, he's saying, at first you have the first cut being made against the Nidon. That's classic Edos. You have Edos against the Nidon, so of course you're going to kill the Nidon. That's Edos. But he's saying, how here are we trying to save the Nidon? What's the mikoach davar acher? What's the davar acher? The mazimim, right? So you're saying, over here, we have edus, and you have this chiddush of this davar acher called the mazimim coming along to uproot this edus. It belifts all edim to possibly edim and thereby undermine the onesh to the nidon. This is the key.
The
kol de asher l'hash
ha'edim tro ha'sotan edishak.
On an olsen, huge chiddush. Right, says the Aruch Lener. The Havamina is that we are going to do everything possible to keep the original Edom Zomim, the original Kant, bekashrusan. They have a cheskus kashrus. Therefore, as long as it's possible to keep them bekashrus, we're going to do that. In essence, what is the Aruch Lener saying? That hazama, the idea of trusting the mazimim to override the Zomim, that is a Chiddush. Ha'ed Zomim Chiddushu. The Aruch Lener is saying the Parsha of Hazama is a huge Chiddush. Therefore, we're only going to apply it when the circumstances are such that the Mazimim are 100% undermining the Zomim. But in this case, as long as there isn't even a possibility to be Choshesh for Gama Pircha, Nara Baria, as long as there's even a possibility to say there's no valid Hazama here, we're going to do that. So in essence, what the Aruch Lener is doing, he's saying that if you take the perspective of that Hazama is a Chiddush, then you can then understand this Havamina to even kill the Nidon. Because at first glance, you're killing the Nidon based on an outlandish Chashash. He says, flip it. The opposite. You have, like a multiple Chavala variety, the opposite direction. Status quo is that you have Edus against a Nidon. That is the status quo. The only way to be motzi that through Hazama, we call Mikoach Davar Acher, is if that Davar Acher, that posel, is 100% valid. But once there is even a chashash that posel, that the Hazama is not valid because maybe there wasn't a valid Imanu Ha'isim, that the Mazimim are not going to be able to undermine the Zomim, and then the Mela, status quo, is the first Kat is believed against the Nidon. So there's a key line for the Aruch Lener's understanding of this Havamina is predicated on the assumption that the Parsha of Hazama is a Chiddush, and therefore we will even take an outlandish chashash to keep, to prevent us from applying hazama, to then even end up with the result of killing the nidah. Yeah.
Which makes sense, because that's Rav who said this.
Okay, I like that. I didn't think about that. Because Rav is Eid Zom and Chiddushu.
Is asking on...
I mean, the whole thing is Rav.
On Rav. I mean, like,
beautiful. So Rav for sure is Eid Zom and Chiddushu. So again, we were saying that even if it was a bias, possibility that he adopts that. But for sure, beautiful. For sure, Rav is Eid Zom and Chiddushu. Remind me, I have to write that down. And therefore, for the Aruch Lanera to entertain such a... to explain the Havmina based on the Eid Zom and Chiddushu works out very nicely. Beautiful. Excellent. Yeah.
And then that gets the second opinion.
Oh, you're saying because you'd have to say that, the second opinion of Rava is, right, agrees with the Chiddush, but you would still apply it Lamafraya, it's not from Sitz Lukukos, a parallel to Arabaya. Yeah, very good. Excellent. Okay, good. So far we've explained the Havmina. There are two different explanations of the Havmina. Right, the Ritzvah says the Havmina of the Chashash is limited to the Edim Zomim, right, which results in this breakdown of Dinei Hazama, but again, based on Vatzilo Eda, we're just trying to keep everyone alive. And again, because Ritzvah is bothered by how can you kill a Nidon based on an outlandish Chashash. Fine, that was option number one. Option number two is the Aruch Lanair. We're going to see Tosfos Ashantz is going to agree with the Aruch Lanair's read of the Gemara, that no, even the Havmina is not, the Chashash is not only going to impact the Eidim Zomim, but then thereby going to impact killing the Nidon. How can you think of that? Eidim Chiddushu, therefore we're only going to apply this Mechudish notion of Hazama if it's 100% Hazama. Once it's only 98% Hazama, you know, we're not going to apply. And then from Mimela, we have first Katz Eidus against the Nidon, we trust them, and the Nidon is going to end up being killed. Good. Any questions before we get to the Maskana? Yeah.
Even if you say, let's say it's a Svara, you still could say this, because you could say that the status quo was that we're going to leave these Zomim, unless the Nazimen had the full koach of this, had the full koach of the Hazam against the Zomim, then we're going to leave the...
I guess you could say that, but at the end of the day, meaning, if the Mazimen, right, are fully, right, if it's not a Chiddush to believe the Mazimen over the Zomim, so then you have, like, these two Adios, right, you know, there to choose from, and... Meaning, sorry, what are you saying again? You're saying at the end of the day, because the Hazama, because the Mazimim aren't necessarily, you know, but again, this is an outlandish Chashash. I mean, right, it just sounds like from his Lashem, he's trying to say that because the whole idea of being posel, you know, the only reason why we have this Chashash, the only reason why we can, like, you know, use this Chashash is because the whole idea of posling the Edim Zomim is a Chiddush. As it sounds like. But if it wasn't the Chiddush, then we would just assume, as a Dabur Pashut, that the Mazimim are saying a valid Imanu HaYisem, and then the Mela that undermines the Zomim, and then you keep the Nidon alive. Because remember, it's a crazy outlandish Chashash. Right? So, I mean, Nisvara, the Mazimim have a valid Imanu HaYisem against the Zomim. So if it was a Svara to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim, so presumably we'd say, yeah, this is a valid Imanu HaYisem.
Being demon, considers Chashash, we have to be
with the realm. Exactly. That's what it sounds like. Everything has to be perfect in order for this to go. That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
So, can the Eri be upset at the Aruch Lanair? The Eri is called the Chia to develop Dole and Doros with Ingrel Fidusha. Stop breaking things up. Would the Eri be okay with that because it's not breaking up the Onish? Was the Eri's father only on the Onish?
That's a good question. Hard to know. Because there are going to be a lot of different applications of Eid Zom and Chiddushu. Just because you hold of one, it doesn't mean you're going to hold of another. So yeah, hard to know. It's a good point. Okay, good. Now let's get to the Maskana. Right, so the Maskana is going to end up saying that are we Choshesh for Gamla Pircha? Are we Choshesh for Nar Barya? No. So before we get to explaining the Maskana according to different Mefarshim, there's another important Gemara that we just have to get down. I just want to clarify. What's that Gemara? And Yivamas. So whoever has the Yivamas out, it's a little bit of a difficult Gemara. Let's just go through it to make sure we're all on the same page. Anyone have a Gemara Yivamas in front of them? Holly, go for it.
Pita de Ashkacha Basura, you kind of get in Surah.
Good.
Mikasa Bey, Hachi Basura, Masa, Ana Anan, Barchia, Narda, Patris, Vitarchis, Plonis, Antasi,
Intasi.
Intasi. So right. It says in it that I Anan Bar Chia in Zura and divorcing from Naharda and divorcing my wife, my bonus, whatever.
Exactly. Right. So you have this get, which is found with the name of Anan Bar Chiya on it, right, in Surah. And the question is, can now this, right, and there's an Anan Bar Chiya in Surah whose wife says, okay, I have a get. So the question is, can we rely on this get? It has the name of her husband on it. Do we have, then the question is, do we have to worry that maybe it belongs to someone, maybe it's another, a different Anan Bar Chiya. So what do they do? So what do the Rabbanan do?
Rabbanan Rabbanan Misur Rabbanan Narda. So the Rabbanan checked from Surah to Narda. Lo hava Anan Bar Chiya Achrina. There was no other Anan Bar Chiya except for Levar. May Anan Bar Chiya Mechagro de hava bin Narda. Except for Anan Bar Chiya from Chagro, who was currently in Narda.
Exactly.
And Vasu. That's just sad. But then witnesses came. Amar Dahu Yoma Ki Ichtev Hahu Gita. On that day when the get was written, Anan Bar Chiya Mechagro Gavanava. He was by us.
In Narda, right? So you basically have a thing that on the day, right? So let's say it was written, let's say the get was written on a Monday, right? In Surah. So Edom said that the only other potential Anan Bar Chiya, we have Edom saying he was in Narda. So Abaye is going to say, oh, if we don't have to worry, I'm Rabaye.
I'm Rabaye. Afla didi da mina chashinan. Even though I typically say we should be chayesh.
The choshesh for Shrei Yosef ben Shimon, is that idea?
Hacha lo chashinan, deha ka amri sa'adi de benarda, hava my ba'i basura.
Right. But here, because we know there's only one other Anan Bar Chiya, and we know that that Anan Bar Chiya was placed by Edom to be in Narda, not in Surah, so therefore, you don't have to worry that it came from any other Anan Bar Chiya. Oh. But our purpose is we care about Rava, because Rava is the Baal Memra in
Marcos. What's the last line? About?
Right, because the Edom, right, Hachalo Chashinan, we don't have to worry that maybe the get here belongs to any other Anan Bar Chiya. The Hakka Amri Sadi, the Ben Arda Havi, because the Edom say the only other Anan Bar Chiya out there was in Naharda this entire day. So my Baal Besura, so he couldn't be in Surah to be the Baal of the Get. Rava comes along.
And then the Get would not be.
Therefore, the Get
would not apply.
Therefore, the Get could be good for that first Anan Bar Chiya. I mean, the wife of that first Anan Bar Chiya can rely on that Get. Well, the one in Surah, and we don't have to worry, oh, maybe it belonged to another Anan Bar Chiya, the one in Narda.
Amarava. Athlidi de lo chayshinan ha'a. De lo chayshinan. Even according to me, where I say, we're not usually chayshin for this. Ha'a chayshinan, dilim begama parcha, azal inami bekita, inami milik basa.
Exactly. So Rabbah says, no! Even though you have Edim who basically locate this other Anan Bar Chiya in Naharda, they said, no, you still have to be choshesh that maybe at some point during that day he was in Surah. What do you mean? They saw him in Naharda? Either Gam Lapircha, Chashinan, or Bikfisa, which is another version of that, or Inami Mili Masar, which is a separate idea. Tom, do you remember the idea of Mili Masar? Yes, it's a hard idea. Anybody remember what's, yeah, Nintana?
If you point the Edom as
Shlichim. Exactly. So really, even if this other Anan Bar Chiya was in Narda the entire day, maybe the day before, he appointed Shlichim, who were in Surah, and they wrote it on his behalf. So maybe at the end of the day, the get still belongs to the other Anan Bar Chiya, who was in Narda, because the Shlichim were in Surah at the time. But for our purposes, the big question that Rishonim are going to raise, and it really depends how you learn the Maskana, whether you can resolve the Stira, or how you resolve the Stira, is that our Gemara, the Maskana, says, are we Choshesh Legama Pircha? Our Gemara says, no. But yet the Gemara, yet Rav, I'll say better, sharper. Rav in our Gemara says, we are Chayshin on the Gama Pircha. But yet Rav in Vamos Kupta Zayin, Amin Aleph says we are, sorry, our Gemara says you're not Choshish Gama Pircha. Our Gemara says you're not Choshish the Gama Pircha. And Rav in Yevamos says we are Choshish the Gama Pircha. So that's going to be a question that we have to contend with. How do you understand these two Gemaras in light with each other? And it's going to affect how do you understand the Maskana of our Gemara. So let's get back. So our Gemara. Right, so the question is, when the Gemara says that we're not choshesh for Gam LaPircha, right? Which means that we assume that the Edom Zomim were telling the truth or not telling the truth. That are not telling the truth, right? I mean, if we're not choshesh, right? It's a little confusing. Right? If we're not choshesh, that means that they were in a different place and therefore they're lying. It's hard to get judgment on that, right? So therefore we assume that the Edom Zomim are lying. So therefore, so again, just simply you would assume, therefore, if they're lying, you think they should be killed, and the Nidon should be kept alive. That's what you would think. But let's see how the Mefarshim are going to read it. So let's see the Tosa Shatz, right? So Tosa Shatz, whoever has the Tosva Hadar, right, is going...
It's also in the
Okay, awesome. So either the Kovetz or the Hosbahadar, right? The Tosa Shantz is going to have, a Mechudish read of this Gemara. Is going to have a breakdown of the Dine Hazama in the Maskana of the Gemara in order to save himself from the Kasha from Yavamas. Okay, so Mordechai, what do you mind?
So
Tema, the Hacha Mashman, the Lokashim, the Gamma Pirah. So
it's
the argument since we're not,
we don't worry
about it. Exactly. So, Vivamos, Karakayisha, Shalom, Masek, the Kaishina, the Gamma Pirah. That sounds like there. We are Koshish, the Gamma Pirah. So, how do you get it right? Straight up Stira. So, we're going to see that the way Tosa Shant is going to answer the Stira is by having a certain read of our Gemara. We're going to see, just to introduce it, he's going to limit the maskana, right, as only affecting what? We're only not choshesh the gama pircha for the nidum. Only, right, we're only going to say that we're not choshesh the gama pircha to save the nidon, but we're not going to say that to kill the edim zomim. Okay, so we're only einan choshesh only for the nidon, but for the edim zomim, we are going to say Chayshinan. And once you're saying that for the Edim Zomim, we say Chayshinan, the Gama Pircha, that's then going to line up with the Yavamos, where we also say Chayshinan. So again, just we'll read it inside, just it's a little hard, so just want to keep everything organized. The Tosa Shantz and the Aruch Lener are both going to answer the Stira by limiting the Maskana to the Nido. The Psak of the Maskana of Einan Choshin is only to save the Nidon, but we're still going to apply Choshishen Lagama Pircha to save the Edim Zomim. So therefore there's no Stira to Yavamos, because here we say Choshishen for the Edim Zomim, and there we say Choshishen, so therefore it's not a Stira. I'll explain a little bit more, but just first read it inside and then we'll take this question. So there were Choshish to, like, lechumra, right? To require a further kiyam shtaros, kiyam aget, to make sure who's, you know, to make sure which anan berchia it is.
So, avahata, leharug rotseach, lo chayshinam. Mashfinan lahani idim zomim, le'inyan shlo yeherag harotseach.
So here, the psak of lo chayshinam is only le'inyan, the rotseach is referring to the nidon, right? We're only saying lo chayshinam for the nidon. So when we say that, we're not going to consider them edim zomim, or sorry, that we are going to consider them edim zomim, that's only le'inyan to save the rotzeach. But miu.
So miu l'matalindu l'hani edim chayshinam l'gamater. So lo matalindu.
But for the edim zomim themselves, we are going to say choshin l'gam l'pircha to save them. Right? So basically, according to the Tosa Shantz, and we'll see the Aruch Lener is going to have a similar read of the Gemara, is that once you limit the maskana that the Einan Choshishin is only to save the Nidon, so then Memela, for the Edim Zomim, it's Chayshinan, just like in Yavamos, where we also say Chayshinan, and therefore there's no Stira. Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's just saying, he's trying to say that we're going L'chumra in all the cases. Take a step back. You still ask, like, there's still a stira between in Choshishin for the Nidon and Choshishin over there. Meaning, he just assumes that, don't worry, as long as the Choshishin for the Edim Zomim, it's consistent. Why? So I think the answer is because we're Choshish Lechumra and we're Ein Choshish also Lechumra. And that's why it's consistent. Because there, why is it a Chumra? Because it's to be Machmir to require further Kiyam again. Here, Choshishin L'chumra to keep the Chumra, like Hitzil Ha'ed L'chumra, right, to keep the Edim Zomim alive, and then in Choshishin to keep the Nidon alive. I think that's the idea. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a kind of like there's a Hotzlech L'Hotzi kind of
mafia. Exactly, you're trying to explain what.
It's a built in vulnerability in Shtaros that it needs Kim Shtaros already, so anything that feeds into that is already going
to. It's going to trigger the Chumra to require, yeah. Yeah,
basically.
Okay, so, yeah.
Also, if we're keeping the Zomim alive,
yeah.
Would they be alive with a psoil or alive without a psoil?
Oh. So you were just asked? Ask again, Kiva and Rafi were up on the bus.
Oh.
Start again?
If we're keeping the Zomim alive, are they alive with the psoil or are they alive without a psoil?
right? So you're saying, let's chazer now for everyone, right? So according to this, you're saying?
Yeah.
According to this, that we're keeping the zomim alive. We're choshesh that they are truthful to keep them alive. What about the psal? That's a good question. Not clear. If it's, I'll say, like, it's actually very important. We'll get to potential hezberim. Maybe hold off a couple minutes, we'll come back to that. Because we're going to offer two hezberim of the Aruch Lener and the Tosfos Shans, and maybe an afkamina is what you're saying. Perhaps. Yeah.
Why would they have it? So you seem to be saying that
if it's just the chumrah. Because if it's just v'hitzilo ha'eda, if we're just choshesh because v'hitzilo ha'eda, that means we don't really trust them, we're not going to kill them. But maybe that same suffix, l'chumrah, would possibly eliminate this.
That, how would this Gemara work with the Gemara?
With which Gemara? The Arar Gemara?
It's
just saying that the whole, I mean, the Havamino, according to the Tosfos Shas and the Aruch Lener, the whole Havamino Maskana is about the Nido. Both in the Havamino and the Maskana, the Eden Zomim are kept alive. In the Havamino, we're Choshesh, right, to kill the Nidon. In the Maskana, we say Inon Choshesh to keep the Nidon alive. But the whole Shach, whole Havamino Maskana is all about the Nidon, but the Eden Zomim the entire time are, we're going to say Choshen for the Eden Zomim. Yeah.
You want to keep the Ritva and the Rafa Nair line for sure. That's right, not the Ritva. The Meiri, that's what I mentioned earlier. You want to keep the Meiri and the Rafa Nair line, you for sure have to say there's no Psul there. No, like, even though the Rafa Nair is willing to break up the Nidon and the other two, Dinan is not willing to break up. He's the old Chidah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, good. So now let's see the Rafa Nair. Yeah.
If both the Nidon and the Eid Zone is hard to alive, does it become a case of a flush up?
So it's a similar question. Meaning, you're saying because it's misafik, we don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess that's the question that he's asking. If it's just like if it's just a suffix, yeah, but yeah, that yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what he's asking. If it's just a suffix, so then you should be a suffix like a hachasha suffix. Yeah. Yes. Let's see the oracle in there. So again, so in addition to the Tosfos Shans, who says that the maskana is just saying that Einon Choshesh for the Nidon, but yes, Choshesh for the Edom Zomim, you also have that in the Aruch Lener. So if you just go back to the Aruch Lener quickly, you see it says, K'mash Malam Delo. I would say it's like four lines up from the bottom of the Aruch Lener. Yeshua, you see it? Like the third word is K'mash Malam Delo. K'mash Malam Delo, that we're not Choshesh. Therefore, no, we're pulled to the Nidon. Right, we think that the Edom Zomim were liars, at least to the extent that we're going to pot to the Nidon, but but of course we always assume that the Edom Zomim are going to be potter and not killed.
Came
to Efshar al yedei Nara.
Okay.
The Gamla Pircha.
Lo matzikim osam.
Right, but because it's chashash, we're going to assume that the Edom Zomim are not shakranim. This is the key line now. Let's get back to this. The big question now is just on the Aruch Lener and the Tosfos Shans, is that Limaskana, you have this breakdown, right? We're basically, you're keeping both of them alive, right? That's the breakdown of Dinei Hazama. You're going to say that both Edom Zomim and the Nidon are going to both kept alive. And the obvious question is, that's a stira from a certain perspective of like, if the Zomim are telling the truth, that means the Nidon should be killed. If the Zomim are not telling the truth, right, but if the Nidon is being kept alive, I mean the Edom Zomim are not telling the truth, or are not telling the truth. So, mimanavshach. So one way to explain that is like we were saying before, is that it's just a suffix, and it's silo eida, like we were explaining before, right? One way to explain the situation is that we're not sure. You have a possibility of this chashash, and Betzilu Eida dictates to keep everyone alive. And according to that understanding, and therefore, like we're saying before, within the Ritva, that's just Betzilu Eida, just a chashash. So then, the question that Akiva, right, and Ellie were raising is that if it's just a chashash, if it's just a suffix that we're keeping the Edom Zomim alive, then maybe they should have a psul, at least misafik, like you were saying about a chashash. But there's another potential way to understand, at least for sure according to the Aruch Lener, Remember before, the Aruch Lanera says that because Hazama is a Chiddush, we're going to assume that the Edom Zomim are telling the truth, are, you know, retain their Cheskas Kashrus, unless you are certain otherwise. So maybe Lamaskana, the reason, right, maybe that being held Lamaskana, say that the reason why we are keeping, why we are keeping the, right, even though we are, again, even though we are Choshesh, right, even though we're not Choshesh, Lagama Pircha, and therefore we're going to keep the Nidon alive, we're still going to keep the Edom Zomim alive because Azama is a Chiddush. And therefore, Misafik, you're not going to be Motzi, the Edom Zomim, from their Cheskas Kashrus. In that case, according to that explanation, are the Edom Zomim going to have a Psul, Edus? No, because their Cheskas Kashrus was retained. So again, we're just offering two different explanations for the Aruch Lener and the Tosfos Shatz by extension, is that this idea of saying that even though we're, you know, keeping the Nidon alive, right? We're not choshes the Galma Pircha, we're going to assume that the Nidon, right, doesn't deserve to be killed. So then why are you also keeping the Eidon Zomim alive? So either you're going to say just, it's Silo Eidon, Misafik, we're going to keep them alive. If you say that, so then if it's just Misafik and you still have a Safik, whether the Eidon Zomim are telling a lie or not, so then maybe they're going to have a Psilo Eidos, because Silo Eidon is only on the Onish. They're not going to say that they weren't liars. But the alternative is to say maybe the reason why, right, why we're choshesh, right, chayshina v'legama pircha for the Edom Zomim, because maybe the Aruch Lanera's previous idea that because they're Edom and they have this Cheskas Kashrus, and the whole Hazama is a Chiddush, we're only going to motzi from their Cheskas Kashrus if you have 100% certainty. You know, absent that 100% certainty, they're going to retain their Cheskas Kashrus. And I thought maybe the Lashon of the Aruch Lanera, and I'll take your question in a second, to keep unto Efshir Aliyadei Narabariya v'gamwa lo machzikim osam kishikrei Ladunam b'misa. Maybe that's similar to what you were saying before, right? Because of the Cheskas Kashrus that they had earlier, we're not going to remove them from that Cheskas Kashrus to say that they're Edom. They were Torah's Vadai. They are going to retain their Cheskas Kashrus and never be kosher. Yeah.
So according to our Moshe Soloveitchik's approach, you're getting the
it's the accusation.
Yeah, it's the accusation. So even if it becomes a case of Al-Khasha, there's still technically an Eid Zomim case.
So unless you say that this undermines the Hazama itself.
They were still accused of Hazama.
But what is Imanu Hayisem but also Malkum Ba'os Hazman? I'm saying it takes the teeth away from the... I mean, Imanu Hayisem but also Malkum Ba'os Hazman, that's like an accusation that like you can't get away from. But oh, we were with you later that night, we were with you on the west side, and so already it could be that removes the you know, the shame zoning also. That's the way to take it for that.
So according to the second
Malach
that Rish gives, so what changed in order
from
having the Maskana?
So just in the Midah. That, meaning the Chiddush of the Maskana is that we're willing to be Choshesh. Sorry, that we're not going to rely on that outlandish, you know, possibility to kill the Midah. So it's like a Palhina. You're going to end up, we're going to have this, the Chiddush is to keep the Edom Zomim, is to keep the Edom Zomim, you know, the Kashrusan, even while, you know, not believing it, Legabe, the Nidah. That would be the Chiddush.
And
the Havmina was to... The Havmina is that, once we leave the Edom Zomim, that first... the Kashrusan, so then the Mela, their Edos on the Nidon should be accepted, and therefore you should kill the Nidah. So now we're saying, no, have, you know, limit that just to keep the Edom Zomim alive, to allow them to remain in their Cheskas Kashrus, but not to carry that over to kill the Nidon.
Because of the Tzilah?
Yeah, presumably. It's a very sharp question, but yeah.
How does it fit with his diyuk that he makes in the Lashon? The Lashon, the Gemara of Hari Hilo Zomim, we said that the diyuk was that implies that there's Zomim in that class of Zomim, and that they are killed in the Nidon as possible. Then a lot of Zomim and the Havamim would be that it has to be that their father is the Zomim and
the nothing to do with my pshat. He was asking a stop question on the Rav.
Yeah.
You're saying he gives his whole diuk to explain the Havamina. You're asking that whole diuk, which explained why he so gung ho about explaining the Havamina, but he ends up rooting that for the Maskana. That's a good question.
Yeah.
Anyone hear that? The whole deal of the Aruch Lener to explain why it has to be consistent, right? If the Eidim Zomim, you know, are kept alive, and the Nidon has to be killed, that ends up falling off of Maskanam. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
You say his deal was only that, like some of the Mishnah that said, Hari Eidim Zomim ben Arag and Apiyam, so that the next time Bechal Mazakam or Hari Eidim Zomim interact with their Nidon, that like, saying the line Eidim Zomim is not necessarily that they're both going together, it's just that it's, Rebbe's question was only on if the Nidon is, Hunter, now that you can say the entire time he was saying that.
One more time.
The line in the Zoma is not just like saying that the two are linked, but just that his only question was on with Tur Hanidah or not.
I thought you were saying that the whole Hari Ilu Zomim means and therefore all the repercussions, and Hari Enu Ilu Zomim and therefore all the repercussions, and therefore I thought he was saying the Pshat and the Havmina must be that if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna keep the Zomim, you know, alive, then the Nidon should be killed. But then it falls away. The Diyuk falls away. The Maskana. I'm not sure. Just we don't have so much time. I just want to make sure we finish this because I want to move on to something new tomorrow. So the first way to understand the Maskana, according to Tosa Shantz and the Aruch Lener, that the Maskana is only going on the Nidon, right? To say that the lack of in Choshen Legamla Pircha is only Legabe the Nidon, but really Choshen, you know, for the Eidim Zomim, and therefore there is no Stira. But the other way to read the Maskana is the way the Ritzva and really all the other Rishonim understand it, is that it's going on everybody. Now when we say in Choshen Legam Lepircha, that's for everything. And therefore that's going to end up resulting in the Eidim Zomim being killed and the Nidon remaining alive. Right? If you just look at it really quickly in the Ritzva. Right, the Ritzva says, you know, it's very much also Ritzva L'shitaso. Because the Ritzva thinks that the Havamina is only about, right, doesn't think, from the Ritzva thinks that the Havamina has nothing to do with the Nidon. It's Pashit that the Nidon is saved the entire time. The whole Havamina Maskana is about the Eidim Zomim. So therefore he's saying, of course, in the Maskana, right, it can't just be, oh, that we're going to save the Nidon, because we always save the Nidon. Even the Havamina, it must be that we're not only saving the Nidon, we're also saving the Eidim Zomim. Go for it. Come on. You see Kamash Malan, Ellie?
Kamash Malan, da filu la tzala.
But the Eidim Zomim?
Where?
Right, the Eidim Zomim, Tema, right, not tzala, say Eidim, Nehai Taima, right? You would have thought that you would save the Eidim Zomim because of the Ritzvah. Yeah. Right. You might have thought to be choshesh legam lepircha, right, to save the Eidim Zomim. Kamash malano de'in nitzolim bizu. No, we're not choshesh for gam lepircha. Therefore, we're going to end up killing the Eidim Zomim. You know, that's the idea of the right. So the Ritzva says that the Maskana, right, is focused on the Eidim Zomim to say that we're going to kill the Eidim Zomim because in Choshen Legama Pircha, right. And once you understand the Maskana as saying in Choshen across the board, so that means in Choshen, that means we're going to kill the Eidim Zomim, right, and then we're going to keep the Nidon, right, alive. That therefore presents a stira between Yevamos and Makos. Because once our Maskana is in Choshen across the board, so then you have a stira between Gemara Makos, which is in Choshen across the board, and the Gemara Yevamos, which says Choshen. So that really results in the stira that the Ritzva, Tosvos, Ramban, everyone really asks. I just want to, we'll go through the answers really quickly, well, technical answers, but the point is, anyone who asks the stira between Yevamos and Yevamos and Makos and starts giving chilukim between the cases are all reading our Maskana like the Ritzvah. That the in Choshen is going on the Eidim Zomim to say that we're going to kill the Eidim Zomim, and then we're saying, wait a second, if we're saying in Choshen me'ikar adin to kill the Eidim Zomim, so then why in Yevamos do we say Choshen? That's the stira. So just to quickly to present, there are three different answers in the Rishonim to explain why is it in Choshen here, a Choshen in there. Anyone? Yeah.
So, the three are, what you have the Tosis.
Yeah, so what's the first answer? Tosis, Rabbi Natan?
Tosis says that, yeah, by Makos, it's it's productive for your cause, whereby Yevamos is not productive.
Wait, or the opposite. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's more of a chashash. Remember, here we're not choshesh v'gamal pircha. There we are choshesh. So Rabbeinu Tam is the first answer of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos Yevamos, is that, yeah, there's a bigger chashash of gamal pircha in the case of Yevamos than it is here. Here, if the Edom Zomim decide, right, they knew in the morning they gave Edus on a Ritzicha. If they decided that day to now go on a super fast mode of transportation, what are they opening themselves up to? Hazama. Someone's going to find them in a completely separate place on that same day that they're giving Edus. So there is less likely for the Edom Zomim to go on a Gama Pircha, i.e. a fast mode of transportation. From the case of Yevamos, for all we know, this second Anan Bar Chiya is a shady guy, and he's trying to mess over his fellow Anan Bar Chiya. Maybe he was, you know, got too much mail from the other Anan Bar Chiya. He wants to mess him up, right? So he says, therefore, maybe Dafka there, the second Anan Bar Chiya is going to go on a Gama Pircha to, or even though, so he knew he was like, you know, seen in Arda. He's going to go quickly to Surah, you know, write this get, drop it down, and mess over the other Anan Bar Chiya. So in short, technical answer number one is that the Gamla Pircha is a bigger chashash than Yevamos than it is here, because here the Gamla Pircha factor messes over the Edom Zomim themselves. They're not going to want to do that. But over there, it, you know, contributes to the guy's cause. He wants to mess over the other guy. That's answer number one. Answer number two in Yevamos is that what? What's the difference?
It's that if you come into this if you go to the Beth and say that you came in a flying camel, like, you say, like, what are you talking about?
No,
but they're nervous.
No, if the Edom Zomim really had this factor of Gamla Pircha, then what should they have done? Made the Taina. They should have made the Taina and says, no, yes, it sounds a little weird. We were in two different places in the country, but we had a really quick mode of transportation. The only reason, says the second day in Tosis, the only reason, on the first answer of the Ramban, same idea, the only reason why we're not choshes the Gamla Pircha in our Gemara is because then the Edom Zomim should have made that Taina and should have defended themselves with that. Yeah. After the Mazinim. Ooh, that's interesting.
Not if it's under Rabba and it's trade dress.
No, but there's still, you can't make your Iman with your
Iman. Interesting.
Or if it's like it's like the Gornim approach.
Yeah, it's very, yeah.
It's the Jewish of the Kira thing, right? They'd be like, by the way, you know,
it sounds like a response, but it's a figure out.
It could be like the Gornim.
What?
It could be like, that's like the Gornim.
If you take the going about, that's a big chiddush. Yeah. Yeah, just so really in the last minute we have, this is an excellent question I have to think about. That's, again, answer number one is that the chashash is greater here. Is greater in Yevamos. Answer number two is that, right, the reason why you're not choshesh Gamla Pircha in Makos is because Eden Zomim should have just made the Taina.
This is written there in Ban, we say we're never choshesh for Gamla Pircha.
Exactly. That really, even there's no chashash Gamla Pircha, that what's really the Iker answer? Mili Masa. So really, there's no stira, and the Gamla Pircha is just mentioned as an era.
Is the Ramban in Tavosa the Mili Masa part, or just the Ramban?
I think the Ramban quotes the Ravid, or the Rabbi Avad, who gives that answer. So just in short, the last Nakuda is that all these Rishonim that give these technical chilukim are all interpreting the Gemara like the Ritzva, that the Maskana of Ein Choshen the Gamla Pircha is also in the Edom Zomim, and therefore you end up having a stira. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up something. Different ticket tomorrow.